Good morning, Family First. Nina speaking.
Good morning, Miss Nina. This is Christine calling you.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Miss Nina. The reason why I'm calling in is because I would just like to know, is there any way that you, if Family First Services have a copy of W-2 forms from 2024 and the TB test from 2024?
We don't get back documents. Yeah, they don't do that.
So you just don't do that?
No, we do not return documents back.
Okay, and
all
then another thing.
Like that.
Okay, and another thing is, Alberto is the coordinator for me. Am I correct?
One second. Yes.
Okay, because I just, I don't know who I speak with about him, but I'm not understanding. If that's my coordinator from Family First Services, how come he never reaches out to me as my coordinator to inform me of anything that's going on as far as me being on payroll? Now, he reaches out to Anthony Jordan maybe 2-3 times a week, and I don't understand that. But then on Friday,
mm-hmm.
Alberto had texted me, and it was right before the agency closed. This is how sneaky he is. It's right before you close. I know you close at 4 o'clock every day. I've been dealing with Family First Services for a long time. He waits until 5 minutes before it's time for your agency to close, sends me a text. Don't even have the audacity to call me or nothing. He sends me a text stating that from December 9th up until December 13th, I was not supposed to clock in and out. But if that is the case, how come not call me and speak with me about that in December? Why do you feel the need to wait until February to contact me about that issue? And
well,
then
well,
when
he
said that I wasn't supposed to clock in on from the 9th all the way up until the 13th because Anthony was hospitalized, and Anthony was not hospitalized on the 9th and the 13th, so Alberto needs to do his research and find out what days Anthony was hospitalized because he don't even know what he's talking about. Then what messes my head up is this all happened in December. We're almost at the end of February. You text me on Friday and say that I was not supposed to clock in on them days. Now he is going to start taking hours off of me to get
okay.
that money back.
So
but at the end of the day,
let me stop you right there before I lose my train of thought right there. So the only reason why he could possibly, what I'm thinking, is the way how our billing works, if the insurance wants to pull back billing due to a provider already billed during the hours that we billed, then that could have been the issue. But I can transfer you to the administrator. You need to discuss that with him because he's the one that's over them, over all
who am I speaking with?
Yona Blackstein.
I'm not okay because Alberto, he's a very disrespectful person. I never dealt with nobody like that. I
so
spoke with that gentleman.
All needs to be provided to Yona
okay.
Blackstein.
Okay, because he only called me one time
mm-hmm.
and spoke with me one time. And when I was asking him, "Who are you? Where are you from?" and he was just being very aggressive and had the audacity to hang up on me. And that
gotcha.
Was when he first became the coordinator. Ever since then, he never reached back out to me, never had a conversation, but you keep calling my patient and asking my patient, do you feel safe? Are you okay? This, and that. Why do you feel the need to call my patient 3-4 times a week, asking my patient if he feels safe and secure? Because Anthony tells me every time Alberto calls him, he comes right to me and says, this is the gentleman from Family First Services. Just listen what he asks me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I said, why does he keep calling
you
asking you?
Discuss with him, because then my administrator can pull the calls, and therefore he can redirect that department where he works
okay.
with the person that supervises him, okay?
Okay. All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Let me transfer you to
okay.
him.
Okay.